Madison County hopes to become a hub for the recycling of agricultural plastics. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, this kind of waste created on farms has been a problem for governments and farms for years.
A pile of dirty plastic marred by bits of mud and plant debris sits on a pallet at the ABC farm in Canastota, waiting to go to the Madison County landfill. Rich Carrier handles the outdoor crops for his father's family farm and says the plastic protects large piles of cattle feed from becoming wet and moldy. And when they're done with it, they just throw it away.
This is a daily thing, plastic coming off the bunk. Every day you got to cut plastic back a little bit.
Rick Carrier, who owns ABC, says it's a big part of the farm's waste disposal budget.
About 25% or so of our dumpster every week was basically ag plastic.
This ag trash also used to be buried or burned on farms, so putting it into the recycling stream has been on the radar of the New York State Farm Bureau for a while, says field advisor John Wagner. But there was always one big roadblock.
It's been a problem, figuring out a way to try to be able to recycle ag plastics because they always wanted the plastic so clean. And obviously, ag plastic use on farms, the plastic gets dirty.
Enter a company from Western New York called JBI that's figured out a way to recycle plastic that is not pristine.
They're able to take this plastic a little bit dirtier, and then, great, they're going to turn it into a product that our farmers can turn around and use on the other end, diesel fuel.
Madison County heard about JBI, and Jim Zecca, head of the county's solid waste program, says it became an obvious fit.
We took a field trip out to JBI. And they had proven that they can do this and meet all the federal and state requirements. And they did. They got permitted. And then the rest is history. We signed a contract with them.
This new agriculture plastic drop-off program means farmers can conveniently deposit materials at one of the county's transfer stations or the landfill. Carrier thinks it'll catch on.
You'll see farms adopt this rather quickly, especially given it'd be a least cost option and an environmentally friendly one.
This is a pilot project, but Zecca is hoping ag waste from nearby counties will also become part of the recycling stream. And then?
Our ultimate goal is to try to lure the company, JBI, to set up an operation at our agricultural renewable energy park at the landfill site. And hopefully that will open it up to the entire region.
Expanding the program beyond Madison County could have profound effects. Experts figure every head of beef or dairy cattle in New York State generates 8 pounds of this ag plastic a year. There are 700,000 head of cattle in the state, meaning this would all translate into 2,800 tons of waste a year. Lois Levitan, program leader of the Recycling Ag Plastics Project at Cornell University, says New York State has always been a leader in recycling ag waste, but she says the impact of this takes it to a different level.
People used to think it was very progressive to talk about cradle to grave of products, so the cradle would be making the plastic and the grave would be what do you do at the end. Now they're talking cradle to cradle. How do you make it into something else?
In Madison County, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.